सर्वभूतानि कौन्तेय प्रकृतिम् यान्ति मामिकम् कल्पक्षये पुनस्तानि कल्पादौ विसृजाम्यहम्।
इसे कल्पक्षये पुनस्तानि कल्पादौ विसृजाम्यहम्। राज मेटर वर्ड इज डिस्ट्रॉयड बाय द डिसोल्यूशन एंड अगेन इट इज क्रिएटेड विसृजामि अहम् अगेन आई क्रिएट इट अगेन। भूतग्रामकेदायम् भूत्वा भूत्वा प्रलीयते प्रलीयते। अगेन एंड अगेन द मेटल वर्ल्ड इज क्रिएटेड एंड इट इज एक्टिवेटेड बाय द थ्री मोड्स एंड अगेन इट इज ऑल डिसॉल्व्ड एट द टाइम ऑफ डिसोल्यूशन। सो एट द टाइम ऑफ डिसोल्यूशन इट इज लॉर्ड अनंत फॉर 36,000 इयर्स ही एमिनेट्स फायर फ्रॉम हिज माउथ विच पर्वेज ऑल द अपर lower, middle and upper planetary systems. And again for another 30,000 years, all the planetary systems are dissolved in the water. In this way, the whole material world is put into a state of turmoil, the time of dissolution, and the only undisturbed permanent truth at the time of dissolution is Lord Sri Krishna, who lies in a banyan leaf in the form of a small beautiful baby child, who is decorated with mukut and kundal and curly locks of blackish hair, with Kaustubha jewel on his chest and pitambar, yellowish garments, dhoti, making his own toe of his thumb of his right foot. In this way, Krishna is called as a vastava vastu, or a truth that is never destroyed. That it can exist, whether it be the material world or it be the spiritual world. Krishna is the only reality, it is the unchanging reality, undisturbed reality, or the reality which is never put into a state of turmoil. So at the time of dissolution, the world is put into such a state of disturbance, but even at other times, we can see that there is a constant destruction of the material body at every moment. The material body with all its nine holes is emanating so many impurities every day. Even after taking bath and removing all the impurities, still it keeps coming out every day. So the nine holes constantly flowing out. And we can see that it is gradually deteriorating more and more and more. So at every moment there is destruction, and there is a big destruction at the end. And while living in a state of chaos, one should perceive that which is changing and that which is not changing, and that which is destructible and that which is permanent, that which is worthy of endeavor and that which is not worthy of endeavor, that which is anartha and that which is artha, purposeful and not purposeful. So when one knows these differences, then one will see that the only worthy thing in the whole creation is to be in the association of devotees who are blissfully engaged in chanting and dancing the holy names of the Lord, because that actually elevates our consciousness from the downtrodden material consciousness to the most uplifted, elevated Krishna consciousness. Because Lord himself promises, yatra gayanti madhatta tatra tishtami narada. That is why Lord Dakshina Thakur also says, all the 14 words, my dear Lord, I don't see anything but the holy name. Because everything else is temporary, useless, destructible, not worthy of endeavor. But the holy name is such a powerful personification of the Lord himself that puts a link between the suffering jiva and the material world to the lotus feet of Krishna and the spiritual world. So one should very firmly take shelter of the holy name while reciting the holy name, understanding the value and worth of the holy name, because it elevates us from this rotting material world to the eternal, ever blissful existence in the spiritual world. Harinam Prabhu ki.